5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You're listening to the New World Podcast to Aeternum, a show dedicated to Amazon Game Studios MMO, bringing you both an original story of a traveler and his creation of a company in Aeternum. Join us on this journey of suspense, intrigue, and mystery, seeking lore, life, and the pursuit of all who threaten it. Welcome to Aeternum. A man stands in his captain's quarters at the stern of the ship, one of 20 ships, embarking on a journey in search of lost brothers and sisters. Those who have traveled into the ocean's waters but have never returned home. He's a brother's keeper, a champion of the Shield Maidens, a father, and a husband. He gazes out the window into a calm sea in remembrance of their journey, of home. This view of solace would be his last, knowing his fleet was headed toward an unknown darkness. The dichotomy is stark, for his brothers and sisters in arms were preparing each vessel for a one-way journey, the expectation to never return home. He pivots on a foot, returning to an old wooden desk, ornate with a large mirror standing as a reflection of one's static appearance and yet a reminder of who one once was. He pulls an old piece of parchment from one of the desk drawers, dips a quill in a jar of ink, and writes his final words. My son, if you're reading this, you must now be the man your family needs. You must carry on. Be brave. In the face of the unknown, that is where we find ourselves as true leaders. I was once a little boy too, and had fear in my heart. But every journey begins with a decision to take the first step, and this is yours, my son. Take that step. Hold your head high, for the world will do everything in its power to bring it down. Find your strength from inside, for everything outside will fail you. Fear is normal. But bravery is choosing to act despite of it, and the strength of your heart will carry you when your mind will not. I promise, when you meet your enemies, you will see that you are as strong, if not stronger, than me. Now go, live life, and remember, mission first, but your people always. My daughter, you are capable of any and everything in this world, whether joining the ranks of the Shield Maidens or pursuing what truly makes you happy in this life. Do not ever accept defeat, for our family either wins or learns. But I feel you'll be the one who teaches. I cannot be there the rest of your life. But I will love you more each day for the rest of mine. Now go, live life, and remember, at the heart of a true leader is a servant's heart. My love, I promised you one final adventure before I hung my helmet in permanence. Looks like I'm keeping that promise, though not as we might have planned. I am sorry. I am sorry that I am leaving you once again to man the fort. A warrior cannot truly fight if their home is not of order, and you have forever been the anchor to our family's vessel. The burden I now place on you is heavy, but your internal strength is that of Odin himself. I wish I could give you one last kiss, but you will know me through our children. You will feel me in every embrace, see me in every smile, and hear me in every whisper. I pray they look like you, and fight like me. So lay me down. Keep my memory strong, as true as the needle to the pole. My love, we have said this from the beginning. Death is preferable to dishonor. And it has been an honor to be called yours for all the rest of my days. With love, remember me. As he signs his thoughts on the parchment, his life begins to slow down, looking up at his reflection in the mirror, keeping his hand in signature. S. U. A spectral image of his wife's ringed hand appears and rests on his left shoulder. L. Y. A spectral image of his boy appears hugging his right leg, foot to foot, breast to knee, head turned in a warm embrace. C. E. A spectral image of his daughter appears laying in his left arm, appearing up at him with her mother's eyes, a slight cackle becoming audible. For a brief moment, Solas feels the warmth of a love felt long ago, but it fades with each fold of the parchment. He places the now scroll into binds of thread and into an empty bottle, plugging the mouth with a cork. He stands, and thunder strikes in the distance. The storm is upon them, and time is running out. As he opens the door to his captain's quarters, he sees his brothers and shield maidens frantically preparing the ship for the inevitable onslaught of nature off in the distance across the bow of each ship. He scans the horizon and sees each of his ships following suit, but they know. They will soon be joining the ones who have gone before them, friends, family, loved ones, the town blacksmith, the tavern keep. Solas locks eyes with his second in command, and in an audible gesture, the directive to the shelter in place has been executed. Solas turns and makes his way to the top of the quarterdeck, as always, to be seen as well as heard, to lead. The storm comes before them faster than anticipated, and unnaturally the ships begin to falter in the elements. The look of fear among his people matched the supernatural, and the understanding becomes apparent. This was it. All at once, multiple pillars, obelisks of sorts, pierce the night sky, creating waves of torment that begin taking each ship one by one. The destruction takes Solas aback at first, but he knows if his people stay aboard the ships, they'll be sucked into the dark abyss along with the vessel. Solas gives the order to abandon ship, for each to find anything that will float. But not Solas. Solas closes his eyes and thinks of the ghostly images of his family downstairs in the mirror's reflection. A tear rolls down his face, somehow wetter than the rain that was set upon him. Upon opening his eyes, he does feel a familiar warmth come over him. He looks to his left shoulder and sees a ringed hand placed in embrace. He looks down and sees a boy holding onto his leg. There is a weight in his left arm. Solas is alone, but in this moment, there is a solace that will ever be with him. Family.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the inaugural episode of To Aeternum New World Podcast with your host, Solas from Solas Gaming. In tonight's episode, this will be a little different from each episode moving forward. We will be laying out the framework and helping you as a new listener understand where this show is headed. So let's get started with a couple of introductions. First, who am I? I, again, am Solus from Solus Gaming. I am a father of children and a child of the father. Similar to the RP story, I have a 5-year-old son and a 2-year-old daughter who are absolutely my life. I've been a husband of 12 years, army veteran of 5 years, but what I think you'll find the most interesting is I've been an Amazon employee for 9 years. Now, granted, not in Amazon Game Studios, but in those 9 years, I've participated in what they call the Player One program. It is an opportunity for employees that like to game to be part of testing, either alpha testing, beta testing, and for as small of a game as to a large of a game. And New World was one of those. I have the pleasure of saying for the last 3 years, I've been part of every test, literally every test. I've seen it from the inception all the way to last month's closed beta, and perhaps anything involved between now and our launch date, September 28th. We'll see what happens. You can follow Solus Gaming at the Twitter, Instagram, YouTube handle, Solus Gaming. Or you can also follow the Natural Ones D&D, and that is the Natural One as the number one, not O-N-E. And what that is the Lore Seekers and myself and a few others that have come together as friends across the entire United States to play Dungeons & Dragons. We're on the 11th session or episode, and we're about to round out the very first campaign in as many episodes, or maybe just one or two more episodes. We'll see what happens. I'm the DM, so I guess I kind of control that. But that is a lot of fun. There's a lot of great personality there. And that 1,000 unique listeners, it's doing really well. I'm very proud of what we were able to create. Just quickly, that is Lore Seekers, Cash Jibs, Champ, Hyper Pixie from Hyper Pixie Gaming, Bronze Solo, Hashtag Gaming, and myself. So a really, really, really great cast. More importantly, who are we? Who is Aeternum Cast, and what is this show to Aeternum all about? Well, first and foremost, it is a New World podcast. It takes place in the setting of Aeternum around the 17th century, but we are focused on two main elements. There's the original RP story that you heard at the beginning, and then there's the community engagement piece. And I think that is what is going to separate this show from maybe any other show that you listen to. My goal is to talk about any New World community updates, news, discussions, either from the website, in-game, or from the developers that have to do with some sort of community engagement. As I look at October coming up, I'm just assuming there's going to be a holiday event in-game. And if so, what does that look like, and what can that look like from a company perspective, which is what they call the guilds in game? From our show's perspective, this is going to be both the community engagement from the company, Amazon as the company, this is getting confusing, Amazon as the company, and the Lore Seekers company that we will be creating. And let's talk about that just a little bit. It's a couple of times now I've mentioned the Lore Seekers. And let me just be very clear. The Lore Seekers are the grandfathers, right? The creators of this effort that you are listening to today. So the Lore Seekers cast is made up of Lore Seekers, Jibs, Cash, and Champ. And those three are going to bring you deep dives into the lore. They're going to be bringing the lore from in-game to you at your home, wherever you're listening to this podcast. If you're like me, I first heard them when I was working out at a gym. And let's just say it was a painful experience when I laughed and some of the weight fell on my foot. It's okay. Life goes on. But you will learn that this is a phenomenal group of people that sincerely and truly care about both the game and the community. Enter me. I've had the pleasure of becoming, I guess, one of them. One of the family members, and I've been asked to drive. I want this experience to drive the community piece. And so I will be creating the company in game. I'll be the governor, if you will, of the Lore Seekers company. And there's a lot more to come from that, either at the end of the show or maybe in a couple of days. But we're going to be creating in collaboration something that is unprecedented, something that is going to be involving you as the listener and you as the gamer in ways that you've never been able to interact with streamers or podcasters or any other content creators. It's going to be fun. And more importantly, it's going to be your community. We're just going to facilitate it. More to come. Quickly, how to reach us and be part of the show. So there's going to be two segments in our show in order to do this. And the first being the Royal Mail Stagecoach. It's our version of like a mailbag or answering questions. But if you email our handle, which is aturnumcast@gmail.com, that's Alpha Echo Tango Echo Romeo November Uniform Mike, cast@gmail.com. If you email us a question, comment, concern, gripe, complaint, literally anything, we will try our best to read it on air. You might make it into this podcast. I hope you do. I think it'd be a great conversation. So we're going to have a Royal Mail Stagecoach segment to start the show out. Secondly, any podcast review on iTunes, Spotify, or Google, I'm going to read it. And that's whether it's a 1-star review or a 5-star review, I'm going to air it out. It's very Amazonian, but I think we learn more from our 1-stars than we do our 5-stars. Let's celebrate our 5-stars, but let's learn from our 1-stars. So if you leave a review, we're going to be looking at it. Going into the rest of our show, beyond the RP, we're going to be talking about the New Worlds updates, like I aforementioned, and then we're going to be ending with a community segment. And so for today's show, I just wanted to recap my initial reactions from the alphas and the betas. Now, again, most of the alpha content is under NDA, so I can't really go into what it once was. And I think that's fair. I'll respect that. But what I can tell you is that this game today is night and day different than what it once was. The story is different. The balance of PvE and PvP is different. It is not really by any stretch of the imagination the same game. They have done a lot to listen to the internal customer, the Amazon employee. They have listened to our feedback, and we have been able to provide this beta that you saw in July. I really thought that this was a phenomenal example or demonstration of what this game can be. I spent the majority of this closed beta doing something different, right? It was my 5th iteration of creating a character and going through the starter zones. I wanted to approach it in a different way. And I did so by really reaching out to my community. I started streaming on Discord, and I started seeing people jump in and start asking questions and start, you know, asking the basics, like, hey, what game are you playing? To the point of, oh my gosh, that is a beautiful game. Or, hey, what is that sound effect? Ears perked up, eyes widened. One of the things about closed beta is I got keys to pass out, and I gave my additional keys to Loreseeker's Cash, Jibs, Champ. And they were able to get in game, and they were able to experience what I was able to experience and walk them through everything that I had been through for the last 2 years, 3 years. I am really glad to say that they're coming along for the ride. It's going to be an amazing collaboration that, again, is pursuant of a community that has never been done before. And I think this brings in our last segment about community. And I want to start by reading a quote by Howard Rheingold from the virtual community. I quoted this a couple days ago on my Twitter handle, but I want to read it again. Quote, "How does anybody find friends? In the traditional community, we search through our pool of neighbors and professional colleagues, of acquaintances and acquaintances of acquaintances, in order to find people who share our values and interests. We then exchange information about one another, disclose and discuss our mutual interests, and sometimes we become friends. In a virtual community, we can go directly to the place where our favorite subjects are being discussed, then get acquainted with people who share our passions or use words in a way we find attractive. your chances of making friends are magnified by orders of magnitude over the old methods of finding a peer group. That quote rings very true to me. It's a very strong quote because I think the gaming community is undervalued or underestimated. Some of my closest friends are people I've never met before, but I could see myself being best friends growing up my entire life with. And those include Lore Seekers, Jibs, Cash, and Champ. And so my charge to you, if you're listening to this and you haven't already, please go over to their show. Give them a listen. Subscribe to us and continue to listen to 2A Eternum. Our goal is to provide this amazing experience where you are not only a listener, but you're an active participant in what we are trying to create. Imagine a community in Discord where on Monday you get a charge from your governor asking you to go and do some research or get an idea of a location or get some intel on an enemy or a holiday character in October. And then you come back after Monday and provide an after-action review to the Discord, and that collection of intel becomes part of our story. Imagine being able to impact a Lore Seekers cast show where you might be part of their lore lesson for the day. You might be part of the community engagement piece that I talk about in my show. But it's not so much about the shows as it is you're able to participate in a Eternum both in and out of game through your conflicts of work and your personal dynamics. This is your community. And whether you choose to be part of our community or a part of somebody else's community, our goal is to continue to bring the love that we have for this game and the fellowship that we share with each other and hopefully impact and influence what you and your community is doing in Eternum. And on that note, we are wrapping up tonight's inaugural episode. We did it, and you were part of it. Thank you so much for being part of this experience. Remember, Lore Seekers Cast is on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at that handle. 2A Eternum is on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at @Eternumcast. If you want to write us an email, that address is eternumcast@gmail.com, and we will review all 1 through 5 star reviews on iTunes, Google, and Spotify podcasts. Until next Tuesday, I hope this finds everyone well. And remember, mission first, people always.